At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Child trafficking is a major thing that does go on, and it's in plain sight all the time, but we don't all see it because most of us aren't, you know, patrons of it or have anything to do with it. But those of us who have children, it's a scary thing. It's a scary thing to think about, and it's also very scary sometimes if you're out in public and you see some kind of weird people kind of following your kids around. It's something that you have to make your kids aware of. So they can be cautious. But oftentimes we think our home, that's the safe place. That's the area where nobody's going to get them. Well, I don't know if this person was attempting to traffic a child, but they were certainly trying to get a child. A suburban Ohio neighborhood remains on the edge after a 44-year-old woman was charged with child enticement, burglary. And here we go, impersonating an officer. In an unsettling case that has sent shockwaves through this community, Lisa Narcelli, a local resident, is accused of masquerading as a child protective services worker.
Oh.
In an alarming attempt to entice a 4-year-old boy into leaving his home with her, according to information released by the Norwood Police Department. The unsettling incident took place on June 17th and came to light when surveillance footage surfaced online, posted by the boy's parents. The video, a chilling piece of evidence, shows a woman alleged to be Narcelli approaching the young boy who was innocently playing on his bike in front of his house, you know, like kids do and should be able to do without fear of someone abducting them. The woman, displaying an unsettling familiarity, can be seen patting the child's back and stroking his hair. Jamie Spartalin, the boy's mother, and her husband, Tim, provided details of the frightening experience to WCPO-TV. They alleged that Narcelli had asked their son to accompany her. The boy, showing exceptional presence of mind for his young age, proceeded to tell his mother that a stranger wanted to speak with her.
Oh, boy.
Jamie stated that the woman, identifying herself as Lisa, claimed to work for CPS. In an effort to authenticate her claim, she presented a badge to the mother, stating she was following up on a complaint. In an even more concerning twist, the woman seemed to know all the names of Spartalin's children. It's disturbing, but if you have the internet, it can be found. That's not that difficult, honestly, to find that sort of information through any sort of database search. However, the stranger's refusal to leave contact information triggered suspicion in the parents. They reviewed their home surveillance footage and what they saw. Tim Spartalin described to WCPO-TV as gut-wrenching. They captured an apparent predator on tape, one attempting to coax their young child away under false pretenses. The couple then began to dig deeper, and their research revealed that Narcelli was not an employee of CPS. There are feelings of fear mingled with anger. Everything was a lie, and now we're sitting here on top of being enraged that this ever happened. Terrified because I don't know what her plan was. Ugh. Jamie confided in the TV station. She shared further that the stranger had told her son about a black vehicle with a really pretty car seat waiting for him. Additional information from the affidavit provided by WKRC Local 12 revealed that Narcelli had allegedly been consuming alcohol all day. She reportedly claimed that she had seen the boy alone and decided to pose as a CPS worker to give the parents a scare on their way home. Who the fuck does that?
Right?
Who goes, let me try and pretend I'm abducting your child to scare you on my way home?
I mean, usually, Tony, when you've had too much to drink and you're like, hold my beer, watch this. It's usually some dumb jackass thing. I think I can jump over this car, or I think I can do whatever. It's not, let me see if I can fucking abduct a child.
Yeah. Well, at least it didn't used to be. Norwood police took swift action and apprehended Narcelli, thank God, who was subsequently booked in the Hamilton County Justice Center. As of the last report, she remains detained, her bond set at only $10,000. It remains uncertain whether Narcelli has entered a plea or secured legal representation. It's a very unsettling moment. They better look very, very closely at her, because I would not be surprised if she herself is maybe possibly being trafficked. And this was part of what she needed to do. And it was part of the trafficker saying, you need to go get more kids. You need to go do this, you know, to go to that. And I'd be curious to know about the black SUV she mentioned and who else she is connected to. This better not be a slap on the wrist going, oh, you were drunk and that's what you say, so we believe you. I'm going to guess this is part of a trafficking ring.
Boy, you would hope with all the evidence put forth here, you and I are not investigators and we can come to this conclusion. I would hope that the authorities would say, nope, No, there's way more going on here. They need to grab her devices. They need to look at her computer. They need to figure out everybody who is in touch with this woman.
This is something I think the woman who is trying to get the child herself, I believe, is probably being trafficked and maybe have been in it for so long where it's what's the disorder where you start to go along and believe
Munchausen.
That happens in a lot of cases like this with trafficking. If someone has been there for that long and they then start doing the bidding for their traffickers, this kind of reeks of that. Could be completely wrong. She could just be doing this on her own and making some money on the side, getting kids and then selling them. But you know, a side hustle, if you will. But I just don't feel like that's part of it. The excuses that she's making don't make any sort of sense. And I'm guessing she doesn't want to be in trouble with her traffickers as well. So she's fearing probably getting out and what's going to happen when she gets out and her traffickers get back to her.
I'm sorry. There are other side hustles. You can make cat toys and sell them on Etsy. You don't need to be abducting children.
But stealing kids is so much easier, you know,
apparently.
No, God, it's,
But $10,000 bond?
It seems low.
They have video evidence of her trying to abduct a child. $10,000 bond.
That can be paid very quickly, and I would not be surprised if she is also being trafficked, if the bond gets paid and she gets out and she goes missing.
That's a problem with our system. That bond needs to be higher because you don't have to post the entire thing, just a percentage.
The traffickers don't want to be known, and she's just kind of their little foot soldier. They'll take her out the second she's free. They'll buy her out the second she's free so they don't get caught, because if she's dead and gone, there's no one to testify or really figure out any more details about who those people are other than looking at her devices and such, if they have them. So this is, you know, it's a scary place. You have to be aware of what's out there and what is going after your kids.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Amber's drawings might be
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Amber's drawings might be...
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Amber's drawings might be...
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Amber's drawings might be...
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.